Good evening, and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhardt. Each week I try to bring you the best in the great mixture of Jewish music. You know that the second hour is devoted entirely to chazanis, cantorial music, and the first hour is a mixture of everything but chazanis. I know it's been quite a hectic day, a difficult time that we're going through right now. Clear provocation of the Arabs. I mean, their PR is just outstanding, wouldn't you say? Provoking Israel into a no-win situation. And, we'll see what the outcome is. There is a silver lining, which I'll discuss with you perhaps at the end of this first hour. It's hard to say, but there could be a silver lining. Let's get to the music. I was racking my brains to try to figure out what would be appropriate to play during this period where we're certainly a stressful period and one where our thoughts are with our friends and families in Israel. And that brave small country of 6 million Jews against the rest of the world. Eventually, I hope to get the right music, but this evening it will be a mixture. We're going to start with Dudu Fisher and Colin Shachat with Yom Yavo.
יום יבוא, יום יבוא, במהרה בקרוב הוא יבוא, זאת ידע כל אדם בעמקי לבבו. יום יבוא, יום יבוא, הוא יבוא. יום יבוא, יום יבוא, הוא קרב והולך בנתיבו, לא יושפל שום אדם על גזעו וצבעו. יום יבוא, יום יבוא, הוא יבוא, הוא יבוא, יבוא. זה היום, זה היום, כך אינו ואין זה חלום. אם נמות כמו שעל פסגת הר נבו, זאת נדע, הוא כבר בא, הוא כבר בא, הוא כבר בא. יום יבוא במהרה, כאמון החירות דרור יקרא, ושחורים ולבנים יתכנסו מסביבו. יום יבוא, יום יבוא, יום יבוא,
זה היום.
יום יבוא, יום של אור, יום של חג לאדם השחור, יחייך אז האל ממרומי מושבו. הוא קרוב, הוא קרוב, הוא יבוא. הוא קרב, זה היום, ואם בוקר נקום ופתאום, גם אנחנו פתאום בני אדם ככולם, אז נדע, הוא כבר בא, הוא כבר בא, הוא כבר בא. יום יבוא, יום יבוא, במהרה בקרוב הוא יבוא, זאת ידע כל אדם בעמקי לבבו. הוא יבוא, הוא יבוא, הוא יבוא, הוא יבוא. זה היום, כך הראינו ואין זה חלום, כמו שהעומד על פסגת הר נבו עוד אראה. הוא כבר בא, הוא כבר בא, הוא כבר בא. יום יבוא במהרה, כאמון החירות לא ריקה, ושחורים ולבנים יתכנסו מסביבו. יום יבוא, יום יבוא, יום יבוא. הוא קרב, זה בבוקר נקום פתאום, גם אנחנו פתאום בני אדם ככולם, אז נדע הוא כבר בא, הוא כבר בא, הוא כבר בא.
That was Dudu Fisher and Colin Shachat. Well, it was quite a week. You are aware that I drove to Montreal. We drove the long way around the northern part of the Big Lake, and Wednesday night attended the wonderful wedding of Zevi and Chaya Muller. And actually this evening we were at the Sheva Brachas at the Westside Institutional. We caught the first part of it anyway, and saw the wonderful couple, Chaya and Zevi Muller. And I had a chance to see Binyamin Muller, the uncle, who's in from Holland. And a lot of simchas. Speaking of simchas, had a great opportunity to finally meet Simcha. Stan Marchand, who lives in Toronto, and those of you who've been following Cantor's World and also this program, you know that he's a great fan of Jewish music, and over the years he has recorded the programs and put them on the website of Cantor's World. And whenever I had a problem perhaps in not being able to record the program, or the recording didn't come out properly, I make a call to Canada, and there's Stan, and he's the old reliable. He's recording the program, and he has kept the archives going, not only on this program, but also on the previous Cantor's World program. So, Stan, Simcha, it was so great to meet you, and I look forward to seeing you again, and I appreciate all the help that you've given me and the advice. Okay, I drove 1,400 miles and ended up yesterday. Sadly, my daughter's mother-in-law had passed away, and the funeral was yesterday. Carol Papermaster, and it's an interesting name, Papermaster. The great-great-grandfather went to Fargo, North Dakota, in the mid-1800s, and the Papermaster name is quite well known in the Midwest. One day I'll go into greater detail on that. Okay, let's get back to the music, and this is the Tzemed Re'im with Vahave Aleinu. Tzemed Re'im.
Aleinu, behave aleinu, bracha v'shalom. Behave aleinu, behave aleinu, bracha v'shalom. Behave bracha v'aleinu, behave aleinu shalom. Behave bracha v'aleinu, behave aleinu shalom. Me arba kanpot, kol haaretz. Behave aleinu, shalom. Behave aleinu, shalom. Me מארבע כנפות, מארבע כנפות, מארבע כנפות כל הארץ. מארבע כנפות, מארבע כנפות, מארבע כנפות כל הארץ. עלינו, 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 והווה עלינו ברכה ושלום. והווה עלינו, 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 והווה עלינו ברכה ושלום, ברכה ושלום.
The Raim Duo with a lively, lively recording. And Saul, I'm glad that you got to me and that everything is coming through loud and clear. You know, I don't have the ability to hear what's actually coming over the air. I'm just sitting here with my headphones, assuming that everything is going through okay. Occasionally, it's not going through. Although, as you know, the recording, I continue to record the program, and you can hear it on the archive. So anytime there's a blank space or there's a problem where there's been interference where you haven't been able to hear the program, you know that you can always hear it on the archive. Usually I solve the problem or try to solve the problem and get back to you in a few minutes. Bensie and Schenker, a favorite of mine. You know that Schenker and Avram Fried, Kalbach, and Mordechai Ben David, those were my early favorites. Let's hear Mizmor LeDavid. Bensie and Schenker.
Oh, yeah.
Shaviti beveis Hashem lioirech yomi.
Ben Sian Shankar, what a delight. I hope you agree. For those of you who may be new to the program, I usually, about a half hour before 9 o'clock, I test the signals and play a CD without commentary. And the CD that I was playing this evening was The World of Traditional Jewish Memories, Orchestra and Chorus by Benedict Silberman. That's an old one that's been around for many, many years. Well, we've been talking about weddings, and of course Zevi Muller's wedding is very, very much on my mind, but the month of June is bringing about so many simchas, so we have to continue with the joyous music. We're going to hear a Nagina Wedding. It's from the Nagina Wedding album, and this is the Yeshiva Dance Medley. We'll be right back. That was from a Nagina wedding, and that was the Yeshiva Dance Medley. Well, the next selection is from a 1981 album, A Letter to Mashiach, Meyer Sherman. And now, why do I mention 1981? And this is just for your information. Most or almost all of the recordings that I'm playing this evening, I took from 33 and a third records. And of course, in the 80s, there were no CDs. Well, I had some tapes, perhaps, but tapes stopped around 1990 or so. So one day I'll do a whole analysis of when did the tapes and when did the CDs and when did the 33s come into existence, and also the 45s. But when you say 1981, it sounds like it was just yesterday. Saw 1981. It was almost 30 years ago, 29 years ago. Can you imagine? Wow, time is going by. When you're having fun, it goes by quite quickly. Let's hear Meyer Sherman from a 1981 album. This is Od Yishama, continuing with our recordings, referring to the wedding period that we're going through, the month of June. Yep, a lot of great simchas coming up.
Sein wie kein Simcha, kein Chassan wie kein Kala, so sein wie Simcha, Chassan wie Kala. Kein Chassan wie kein Simcha, kein Chassan wie kein Kala, so sein wie Simcha, Chassan wie Kala.
Meyer Sherman with Od Yishama. Well, a few months back, several months back, I played a selection from Capella. It was Levine and His Flying Machine. That's the name of the album. It's Levine and His Flying Machine and Other Yiddish Favorites. from the Capella album. You know, one of the things that I like about the albums, the 33s, is there's a lot of usually a lot of notes and liners that you can refer to and explain some of the songs. And this is interesting. Well, I found it interesting anyway. This is a Glazela Moshka. Now, you know what Moshka is. Moshka is whiskey. Originally written as Die Moshka by the Vilna Bodkin Michael Gordon in the 19th century, this song has issued forth in many versions from the mouths of Yiddish folk singers. Michael Alpert learned this one from Sam Offen of New York's Upper West Side, who remembers it from the Yiddish theater of Vienna in the 1920s. I'm going to give you the translation. I know some of you, like me, you're not too much up on your Yiddish. Once upon a time, the matchmaker came to my grandfather to arrange a shidduch between my mother and father. They talked and talked in vain until a little glass of moshka was introduced. And this is the refrain. Because of moshka, the match was agreed upon. My father became my mother's bridegroom. I-di-di-di-di. Because of moshka, my father and my mother got married. At the wedding, everyone drank moshka all night long. The musicians surpassed themselves. Everyone danced around the bride. And again, the refrain, because of moshka, my father married my mother. Because of moshka, I came into the world. I-di-di. And then the last is, I still remember how it was at my circumcision. The moshka was never absent from the table. Everyone wished hearty, healthy mazel tov, so that I should grow up to be a great rabbi. And then because of moshka, so forth, so forth. Anyway, so let's hear a Glazela Moshka.
Bisch aus der Schotte, nie so mal gekommen zu mein Seiden. Dem Tag mit der Mami, na, steht auch reden. Hat mir geretten, 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 nur um sie ist. Bis das Gläsle Maschke aus sich Sleep Maschke is gewonnen, der steht auch geschlossen. Der Tat is gewonnen, der Mann is chossen. Ai, da, 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 Mod getrunken im Maschki, a Katzitschki nach. Und die Klesme hab gespielt mit a feine Meton. Mod genommen die Kalle jene mitten gekommen. Zu lieb Maschki und der Tante die Mami genommen, wenn sie lieb Maschki mit ihr. Die Maschke ist nicht gewähnt, aber Rock von Tisch. Alle haben sich gewünscht, einen ganz feinen und schönen und gesunden Mazel Tov. Als ihr so groß wachsen, ein größer Rock. So lieben Maschke und der Tante, die Mami genommen, sie lieb Maschke wie dir, an der Welt gekommen.
Ei, 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 ei,
L'chaim, that was Kapelje with a Glazela Mashka. Okay, the next album. Oh, I like having these album covers, these jackets. This was Shivat Tzion, the new Hasidic sound. Seven yeshiva students, including one ordained rabbi. Seven university students, including three lawyers, one social worker, one computer scientist, one political scientist, and one Judaic scholar. Seven new Olim from the USA, seven musicians. This is Shivat Tzion, a group with a variety of experiences and a variety of new ideas expressed through a common medium, music. Not just any music, but the special sounds of Jewish music. A style of music blending the new with the old, the present with the past, and building a bridge to the future. With the dynamic guitaring of Josh Rosenzweig and Dov Frimmer, the pulsating bass of Barry Schlesinger, the electrifying drumming of Yosef Poplak, the soulful percussion of Yaakov Gross, the inspired keyboard work of David Rabb, and the stirring tenor voice of Motti Kornfeld. Shivat Tzion reveals a fresh dimension in musical experience. This was recorded in Tel Aviv in June 1975. 35 years ago. Yeah, this was the new Hasidic sound, and we'll hear L'chu Kachasan. That's okay. Continuing with our celebration of all the great weddings that are taking place.
Yotzei mechupato Vehu, vehu kechatan Yotzei mechupato Yasis kegibor Larutzorach Yasis kegibor Larutzorach Vehu La 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 la
Smooth Music from 1975. The next selection is from a 1978 10th Hasidic Song Festival. And I was just thinking about what happened in the 70s, the 60s and the 70s. It seems to be the height of what I would call the Jewish sound. Of course, you had the new Hasidic sound coming there also. But into the 80s, and you had these great Hasidic festivals and Israeli song festivals and the like. And then it just became a wasteland. The 90s just sort of slid down to, I don't know what happened to the music. And since this new century, I was in Toronto and I picked up a dozen CDs and listening to them on the way home in the car, and had a lot of time driving 1,400 miles. If there's one selection on a CD that touches me, I feel fortunate. It's sad. Most of the recordings I don't even bother with, because it's what I call yabba dabba doo music, but I do take a shot every so often, and I'm curious as to what's coming out, and I just have a great difficulty with the new music, the dumbing down of the music, if you will. Very, very sad to say. But let's go back to 1978. This is the Achim v'Achot, the brothers and the sisters, with a favorite of mine. This is B'Shiarayach Yerushalayim, the gates of Jerusalem.
Yeah.
The Brothers and the Sisters, a favorite of mine, Bishurach Yerushalayim. Well, you know about Seymour Rockoff. He's a cantor, but he also was a great comedian. He was in the form of Alan Sherman with a lot of his recordings. This is from Rechnitzer Rejects, and Simcha, I know you said I haven't been playing enough comedy lately. Well, this is a sort of a start of it. This is called Cold Chopped Liver. Seymour Rockoff from the Rechnitzer Reject albums.
Then I return to my Shabbos table after I spend so much time in shul. I am so hungry that I'm not able to keep far away from that dish so cruel. Every week I take one taste, then I spread it on a cracker like a fleshic paste. It tastes so good, I clean the plate. A few hours later, I don't feel so great. Cold chopped liver, that heartburn giver. I shouldn't choose it, but I can't refuse it. It keeps me groaning, I keep on groaning, oy vey. Potatoes, I skip the chicken, although each shtickle is finger licking. Just cold chopped liver, what keeps me groaning, oy vey. Some matzo meal, a little chicken fat. Keeps the chopped liver from falling flat. Salt and pepper give this tam spice. I chop in a few onions, then I pay the price. I must promise that come next Shabbos I won't surrender to that stomach bender, that cold chopped liver, what keeps me groaning, oy vey.
Cold chopped liver. You know what the problem is about chopped liver? There's no schmaltz anymore. Or let's put it this way, it's very hard to find find good schmaltz or schmaltz at all. Well, let's see. We've been going through a trying day today. You've been following the news, and I just before we have a commentary with Helen Friedman, I think it's appropriate that our thoughts are of Israel, and we speak of the hope. So let's hear Hatikva.
Oh!
the Hope. Well, I'm so pleased to have with me Helen Friedman, Executive Director of Americans for a Safe Israel, and also my co-host for, what is it, about 8 years on Israel Update, our TV program.
That's right, Charlie. That was 8 years, yes, where we had an opportunity to interview wonderful, wonderful representatives from Israel, and of course to express our points of view. And today is a very crucial day, I think, and I'm really so pleased to be here to have a conversation with you and to talk to your audience about what has happened with this so-called humanitarian aid flotilla that was coming into Gaza and violating Israel's security blockade of Gaza. You know, I'm sure your listeners know that Hamas is in control of Gaza. Hamas is a surrogate of Iran. And as it is, they have a constant flow of weapons coming into Gaza through all the tunnels that that have been dug from Egypt. Those tunnels are, you know, we think of digging a tunnel, we think of, you know, like something in the sand, a little tunnel that some water can run through. But these tunnels are like, you know, vehicles go through them, weapons, huge amounts of supplies. It's something quite shocking and intolerable. And of course, the Navy has to protect the entry of weapons into Gaza from the sea.
Well, what's also forgotten here is that Egypt also had a blockade.
Yes, that's true. And but the irony here is that over the last 18 months, over a million tons of aid has been regularly supplied to Gaza. That's like a ton of aid for every man, woman, and child in Gaza. And the Israeli Navy offered to escort this flotilla to Ashdod, the port of Ashdod, where the supplies would have been taken off, examined to make sure that they were truly humanitarian supplies, and then the goods would have been brought into Gaza, just like they go in every single day with UN people, with first aid people, and so on. But of course, this was not meant to be a humanitarian aid thing. The whole thing was a PR ploy. And actually, a fascinating bit of information that I learned was that Itamar Marcus, who runs the Palestinian Media Watch, had documented by watching Al Jazeera that the men, women, and children, and there was a one-year-old child on this humanitarian ship,
right,
that they were calling for martyrdom. Their chant was something about, we will reach martyrdom or we will reach Gaza. We will have a happy ending to this either way. So these were not peaceful people who were just coming to try to help with goods and supplies. And they were also chanting things like, the army of Mohammed will return.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, now what I don't understand, Charlie, is why the Israeli army didn't understand what they were going into. We see pictures, we see the YouTube pictures of the soldiers being lowered down by helicopter onto the ship. Apparently there were five ships that had been boarded peacefully. This sixth ship was the one where the trouble broke out. And the soldiers are being lowered down on the from the helicopter, and they're being met by lynch mobs that are beating them with metal rods and knives and sticks and
chairs,
and stole their weapons and were shooting at them.
But the original ones, the first ones, did not have weapons, from what I understand. And, you know, one of the things on the blogs was, well, these Israelis were coming down with weapons and these people reacted to say, you know, to protect themselves. You know, the whole thing is being twisted around, and I'm sure we'll never really know the facts, because the whole world wants this to be a disaster for Israel. This is just really a reflection of the hatred that exists throughout the world and the misinformation also that exists throughout the world.
Well, what I'm afraid of is that, you know, just as the Arabs took Sharon's walk on the Temple Mount in 2000 as the
instigator,
the spark to begin the Intifada, the Second Intifada, this could lead to something very disastrous, especially when the media makes the headline that sounds like deaths as Israeli forces storm Gaza aid ship. There was no storming of the Gaza aid ship. You know, when you go through customs, traveling from one country to another, we just returned from Israel. You go through customs normally, that your passports are examined and they have to be stamped and approved. And you go through. You cannot go into the waters of another country. You cannot cross the borders of another country, even a friendly country from U.S. to Canada. You cannot do that without being approved. And here, these people come in and are ready to attack. I think the whole thing is a disgrace, and I'm
well, it's really a PR issue also, because one of the things that gets lost is the fact that Israel has been supplying oil, electricity, and aside from the food, they've been supplying their enemy with electricity and water. And I feel personally that they should have shut it off a long time ago, because Hamas is dedicated to the destruction of the state of Israel, and it's just a simple thing. But of course, the Israelis talk about humanitarian. Their whole existence in Gaza is a humanitarian effort for the Jews, for these people.
Right. This was supposed to be the expulsion from Gush Katif was supposed to be the separation, the disengagement. Well, there's been no disengagement. It's just been a nightmare since that happened. And it's going to be 5 years this July, 5 years since that expulsion. And the whole situation has deteriorated terribly. Anyway, Charlie, thank you for this opportunity to talk to your people about this, and I imagine there are going to be many responses from them, many questions asked, many investigations, and we have to keep an eye on what's going on.
Well, we certainly will keep abreast of all this, and I guess the music that we're listening to now, Am Yisrael.
Am Yisrael Chai.
Yes, it must.
That's our prayer.
Am Yisrael. Thank you for joining with me.
Am Yisrael Yibane. Am Yisrael Yibane. Am Yisrael Yibane. Am Yisrael Chai. 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 Amcha Yisrael yibane, Amcha Yisrael yibane, Amcha Yisrael yibane, Amcha Yisrael yibane. Am Yisrael chai, Am Yisrael chai,